And on Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, we turn to Capitol Hill, where lawmakers have been taking a hard look at the fees financial firms charge to handle your money. Earlier this week, they scrutinized credit card companies. Yesterday, they looked at company retirement accounts, or 401ks. Pension experts told lawmakers that many workers don't even know about fees that could be taking tens of thousands of dollars out of their retirement savings. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Investments in 401k plans can have lots of fees.
Revenue sharing, wrap fees, finder fees, shelf space, surrender charges, soft dollars, 12B1 fees.
That's George Miller, chairman of the House Education and Labor Committee, at a hearing this week. He's listing the various charges that companies take out of 401k accounts. Miller says most consumers never see all those fees.
You have a lot of people dipping into other people's money. You know, I didn't put the money into the 401k plan, so a lot of strangers could come in and start dipping into this.
Companies charge fees for various things: investment management, record keeping, web-based customer service. Altogether, experts say, the fees can cost about 3% or even as much as 5% of your assets. So let's say you've got $30,000 in your 401k, and you put in $150 a month. Assuming a typical return, after 25 years, you could have $500,000. Now, Matthew Hutchison, an independent pension expert, describes how paying a little more in fees can eat into your savings.
Add an additional 1% in annual fees, and the account balance drops nearly $85,000. Add 1% more, and the account balance drops $150,000.
Why so much? Because each dollar you pay is one less dollar earning interest compounded annually. Some lawmakers want more disclosure of fees, but Congressman Buck McKeon of California, the committee's ranking Republican, warned that more regulation can lead to more confusion.
The problem is we pass laws, president signs the law, regulators write what they think that we meant when we passed the law, and by the time it all gets done, plain English is totally gone.
Companies say they, too, support more disclosure. But they say they worry that providing investors with detailed information when there are so many fees and service providers will take more time and money. Robert Chambers chairs the American Benefits Council, which represents major companies that provide retirement benefits.
Additional fee disclosure will also result in additional cost. Therefore, we must carefully measure the value of what may be gained against the cost of the annual disclosure. Let's make sure that our efforts to reduce costs do not, in the end, actually reduce savings.
But others dismiss those arguments. Stephen Butler is a pension consultant from California.
Anyone smart enough to operate a 401k plan today is smart enough to be able to go one step further, to identify and disclose the fees it is charging and what those fees are for. Anyone asking for an exemption from these disclosure requirements because they say it can't be done is insulting our intelligence.
Butler says companies could list fees the way automakers itemize options on the vehicles they sell. Chairman Miller, a California Democrat, said he expects the committee to take up legislation pressing for more disclosure. For everyone concerned, the stakes are high. Today, 47 million people participate in 401k plans. The total value of those plans, more than $2.5 trillion. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.